This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
NPR News. The European Union, France, and Germany are condemning the U.S. and accusing Washington of intimidation and censorship after the Trump administration announced U.S. visa bans on five prominent European citizens who have been working on legislation to combat disinformation and hate online. Germany's Justice Ministry said in a statement, "The rules by which we want to live in the digital space in Germany and in Europe are not decided in Washington." The United Nations has issued an appeal today to assist those fleeing conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Michael Koloki has details.
In a statement posted on social media, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, has described the conditions faced by those who have fled the fighting in eastern Congo as terrible. The agency warns that there is not enough food and water to cater for those who have fled, citing that they are also facing inadequate shelter and healthcare provision. Fighting in eastern Congo between the Rwandan-backed M23 rebels and Congolese forces has been going on for decades now. In mid-December, the UN warned that within a period of 2 weeks, over 84,000 people had fled to neighboring Burundi, overwhelming reception sites that had been set up to provide assistance. For NPR News, I'm Michael Kaluki in Nairobi.
Pope Leo XIV will soon deliver his Christmas homily to 1.4 billion Catholic followers during midnight mass at St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City. His message is expected to be one of peace, especially in war-torn countries. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Capital One with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at MacFound.org.
Ever have a moment when you learn the truth behind a story and it changes how you think about a whole lot of things? I'm Brooke Gladstone from On the